only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
WLW Sports at the half finds the Harbor Beach Pirates leading the K-Pac Chiefs by 14 points, 32-18. With a victory tonight, Harbor Beach would clinch at least a share of the Greater Thumb East title. If K-Pac were to win, it would more than likely force a three-way tie for first place between Brown City, K-Pac, and Harbor Beach. A lot on the line tonight. And at the end of the first quarter, it was Harbor Beach out by 5 points. In that first quarter, though, there were three lead changes and two ties. Mason Yon had 9 points in that quarter alone, and it was 15-10 Harbor Beach. In the second quarter, Harbor Beach outscores K-Pac 17-8 to extend that lead out to 14 points, the largest lead of the night so far right now, 32-18. Turnovers, K-Pac has 5 of them. Harbor Beach with 4 of them. Three of them. And rebounding is very similar. Harbor Beach 16, K-Pac 12. John Mooney, though, shooting.
Shooting. I just witnessed the shot of the night right now from young Mr. Woodkey.
Yeah.
He swished it at half court.
One-handed running all the way.
That is exactly the way things are going for Harbor Beach. I mean, can you believe it? It's very consistent. They were 7 for 16 in the first quarter, 6 for 13 in the second quarter. That's 46%. Grand total of 13 for 24, 44%. As it breaks down on the inside, they were 10 for 22, 45%, 3 for 7, 42%. You could not have scripted that better. For the K-Pac Chiefs, who must be wondering when these people are going to cool down, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, send them outside for a second or so. But I'll tell you what, they shot the ball, I think, pretty well, too. 8 for 26, 30%. That's decent. On the inside, they were 8 for 22, 36%, 0 for 4 on the outside. That's 0%. Breaking it down by quarters, very consistent. 4 for 13, 30%, 4 for 13, second quarter, 30%. Grand total of 822, 30%. So, they're shooting well, but Harbor Beach is shooting better. And so the K-Pac Chiefs has to find a way to go ahead and lock this down. Let's face it, Mason Yon was just blowing by everybody. The Chiefs are going to have to find somebody to go ahead and stop him or slow him down.
And as a result, Mason Yon has 14 points, leading all scorers. After Mason Yon, Dylan Kadar, the sophomore, moved up about, I'd say, 5, maybe 6 games ago now. He has 9 points. He had a field goal in the first quarter, and then a field goal, a 3, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the second quarter for a total of 9 points. After that, Parker Yon has 3 points, and then Devin Finkel, Michael Anderson, and Evan Smiglinski each with 2 points.
Dylan Kadar looks very comfortable out there.
Yes, he does.
It's been fun to watch his progression.
Harbor Beach 3 for 3 from the free throw line for 100%. K-Pac is led by Trevor Boers, a 6'9 senior, with 10 points. Jordan Helmuth has 4 points, and then Brad Schaefer and Jacob Sawyers each with 2 points. As a team, they're 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Between the two squads, John, have we seen 100% shooting from the free throw line in any half this season?
Never, but we saw it tonight.
Yes, we did. And like we said, KPAG with 9 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds. Harbor Beach, 11 defensive, 5 offensive, which is keeping them in the game on the second chance shots on either side. Harbor Beach, 16 rebounds, KPAG 12. Turnovers, KPAC 5, Harbor Beach 3. Free throws pretty much equal each other out. What was the difference maker in that first half, John?
Well, the difference maker was that Harbor Beach was getting out on the run, and that's something that I don't know what happened in KPAC, but they had to run sometime to get things going, and they probably thought, well, that must be the secret to success. For KPAC, though, well, they cannot rely just only on Trevor Boers. They're going to have to go ahead and get Jordan Helmuth involved, and also I would say Hank Barker's been silent so far, and he's the one that I believe on the last time they played, Hank Barker had 12 points. So they're going to have to get him all fired up and ready to go for the second half.
There you got 8 minutes are on the clock now. Harbor Beach out with a 14-point lead, 32-18. That's their largest of the night so far. And the Pirates will now be going right to left across your radio. KPAC will start out on offense with the possession in their favor. Left to right across your radio in their road blue uniforms. White KPAC across their chest. Gold stripes down the sides.
Needless to say, this is a huge, huge possession.
Helmuth over to the right wing to Sawyers. Sawyers against Kadar. Trying to get the flashing down to the low post. Instead gets a screen from Boers down to the left block. And we have a foul. This is going to be a hold against Dylan Kadar. Much outmatched there, and going against the much taller Boers. That'll be Kadar's first personal and Harich's first team foul of this second half.
By the way, much to Kadar's, what can you say? He's pretty happy about that one because he was on the mismatch with Trevor Boers.
Boers takes the three from the left wing, and this one's good. He has 13 and brings KPAC within 11 points, 32-21. KPAC starting out this half with a hot hand from Boers where they left off. Mason Yon over to Dylan Kadar, right wing, being guarded from a distance by Sawyers. Back to Parker Yon, back to Kadar. Down to Smiglinski inside the lane. Nice drop step in for two. Off the glass, Smiglinski has 4. Out to a 13-point lead for the Pirates, 34-21. Helmuth, point guard for KPAC, going against Devin Finkel, who had a good first defensive half for the Pirates. Calling the shots, over to his left, passes it to Brad Schaefer, now deeper into the left wing to Barker. Barker, pump fakes, passes back to his right to Sawyers. Sawyers feeds it to Boers, the left elbow. There's the double team, and Parker Yon steals it away from Boers. Parker Yon dives into the floaters, high off the glass, no good though, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Devin Finkel, and it'll be KPAC ball.
Hank Barker and Mason Yon, they're going to become best friends because they're both guarding each other on both sides of the floor.
Yes. Good matchups all over tonight, though.
Really,
very, very entertaining game so far. It feels definitely closer than a 13-point game, I will say that. Helmuth dribbling to the left wing, calling Nell for where he wants his screens, and now he'll have to back it to the top to Schaefer. Schaefer to the right wing to Barker. Barker against Mason Yon, deep into the right corner to Sawyers. Sawyers to Helmuth. Helmuth trying to feed him to Boers. They finally do in between the high and low posts on the right side.
He's gonna spin.
Starts his dribble, spins in the lane. The jump shot's up. This one's short and long rebound in the hands of Dylan Kadar, but there's Boers to grab it. It is blocked from behind by Parker Yon. He can't believe it, but it's going to be sending Boers to the free throw line for 2 shots. 6:05 left in the third quarter. Parker Yon has his second personal foul. Harbor Beach is second. Trevor Boers trying to make it 14 and possibly 15 points for him on the night. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far.
Parker Yon has been a shot blocker since, JV days?
Yeah. First free throw is good from Trevor Boers. He now has 4 in the quarter, brings them back within 12 of Harbor Beach.
Or at least that's when I first started watching them.
Yeah. Trevor Boers, second free throw. This one as good as the first. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. It's now an 11-point game, 34-23. Mason Yon gets the inbound. Token pressure from Barker. Now across midcourt, right to left, cross your radio. Gets a screen from Finkel, goes the other way. Down the left side, back out to Finkel. Finkel streaks down the base, and it's blocked from behind by Boers. Here comes KPAC. trailing by 11 points. Hellmuth pushing tempo over to the right wing against Finkel. Now dribbles, retreats back to midcourt. 5:42 left in the third. Harbor Beach 34, KPAC 23, KPAC on offense. Down the mid-range baseline jump shot.